where he's at. We'll find him here shortly. I'll just put out the call, the purple stick call here in a second. Anyway, so hope you guys are having a good week. It's Friday's show. Got a lot of fun stuff playing for the show today. It's got some funny articles. I'm making a shake real quick. I didn't even get my eggs in this morning. Been running around. Kids, I got them up super early to start doing yard work. I told them they wanted to make some summer money. They could, and of course they wanted to. So they're getting their stuff done early. I told them if you work from about 7 to 9, 9:30 in Florida, it's fairly palatable to get stuff done. I said, you guys don't want to go do yard work at 4 in the afternoon later in August. It's just not fun. It's unbelievably hot. Your productivity is much lower because it just gets so stinking hot and you're trying to stay hydrated the whole time. So be sure, make sure you're keeping the kids working. I guess that's my segue into that. Keep them off the stinking iPad and keep them off the TV and all the other dumbass stuff that they have with the phones every day now. I am getting so over going places and seeing kids that can barely walk, you know, 2 years old, but they sure as heck know how to use their parents' phone and swipe and do stuff. It's embarrassing to me. I'll be honest with you that. It's embarrassing because you know what's happening to a younger generation. I mean, I just covered the show yesterday, the article, going into detail, Robert Kennedy Jr. discussing how much screen time is okay. And they said it's like, what, 4, 6 and under, like 1 hour a day max. And it's become this normalized thing now where kids just get phones, they get iPads any time of the day for hours on end. And there's no question about it. And quite frankly, it's an abomination to mental health for these young kids. It really is. When you truly understand the psychological development that you are actually stopping, you're blunting it. You're stopping it in its tracks when you have these kids allow them to be on screens all day long. Their development, their social skills, their ability to actually have concrete rational thought as they get older and make decisions and look at things and go, okay, this is what's going to happen if I do this. This is what's going to happen if I do this. They don't have that. Everything's a constant dopamine trigger. Everything's a constant dopamine chase. All decisions are based on what's going to be the most pleasurable to time. And quite frankly, you see that now in society and what it is. So, again, keep your kids safe. Keep them protected. Do the best you can on all times to make sure that they're staying mentally and physically and spiritually strong. And to that I say, cheers Friday morning. I got me a Fit Food and a Purple Stick. And we're about to rock and roll in the show because I haven't had a Purple Stick yet this morning. We've just been running and going. So, again, check it out on the site at healthmasters.com. You guys will enjoy these. Again, I showed you earlier. We have the cans and the sticks available, the chocolate, and the vanilla, you guys can pick on there. And also, too, you can look at the GHI cleanse if you want to look at that. But quite frankly, a lot of times in the morning, I like the chocolate Fit Food and the purple sticks to get you running wide open. And also, a lot of people have asked, I told you guys about it earlier this week, for those who haven't seen the show, the Omega-3, Ultra Omega-3, that's our 5-to-1 DHA formula. That has been formulated into a larger size. We're now 60 capsules instead of 30, which is what a lot of people asked for on that product. And you asked, I gave it to you. Price went up a little bit, but I was able to restructure it to make sure we kept it cost effective. This is a really, really good product for cognitive functioning and also cardiovascular health, as the DHA is one of the most important aspects of omega-3 fatty acids in brain development, also in young children, all the way from, you know, fetus to birth and growing up. So it's a good combination you can throw in there. The capsules are relatively large, but they're easy to swallow. If you're going for the liquid, we also have those available too if you just want to do straight liquid cod liver oil. Lots of options that we have available at all times at healthmasters.com. And also, give me camera 4. Be sure to check out the podcast platform here, the podcast at browershow.com. As you have all the different platforms we have on here, all the different shows every single day, and also get updates. You can sign up, put your first, last name, email, sign up for the Brower Show and the Health Masters, and subscribe at this point in time, and make sure you guys are getting updates every single day on this show, and send it right to your email. So be sure to check that out as well at browershow.com, and also you can go right back to the supplements, right back to healthmasters.com. Prostate support, one product of the week. Big product, popular product. Check that out as well, on sale this weekend. And ironically enough, this is interesting. I've talked to you guys about it repeatedly as far as what's gone on. Give me one second here. What has gone on with the aspects of, like, how should I say it? Put it cleanly. Back in COVID, back in the 2020 aspect we had, there were many employers that were forcing people to get that one injection that they told everybody was going to be safe and effective. And we found out later on it wasn't, as I told everybody. And I said, if you have a strongly held religious belief, well, it's interesting now. DOJ has now sided with employers, basically, who fired healthcare workers over COVID mandate.
Wait a minute. They say they're going against the employees.
Yeah. Yeah, this was interesting to me. This shows you how, and I'm just going to throw this out there, this administration is not what you thought it was. Let's just leave it at that. The fact that the DOJ now has recommended the U.S. Supreme Court deny an appeal by former New York healthcare workers who were fired after the religious exemptions were denied. Attorney Kim Mack said the Solicitor General's brief incorrectly analyzed critical points that may have an impact on healthcare workers. This is insane to me. They want the Supreme Court to say the workers basically are wrong and they did not have a right to put in a religious exemption. This is nuts from a Supreme Court level. But then here's the flip side at the same time. Oklahoma has now been ruled wrong and they have to pay their workers $4.25 million after firing them after the shot mandate. So you've got this weird dichotomy going on right now. You've got lawsuits happening where employers are constantly being ruled against. And basically employees are getting millions of dollars in aggregate because they were terminated for wrongful cause because they had a strongly held religious belief. Now you've got the DOJ telling the Supreme Court that they need to rule that the workers weren't, they don't have the right. This is kind of be one of the most convoluted aspects I've ever watched because there's no continuity to government anymore. There's none. There's no continuity. I mean, you got Massey, who is this big, you know, supported by Trump, all this stuff. And as soon as the media and, you know, Trump flips on him, everybody now hates Massey. He's voted out now, basically because, you know, AIPAC threw in $32 million on one congressional seat.
Look what the other girl did.
Yeah.
The other girl left. She said, I'm not doing it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I'm gone. Yeah, well, she said, she flat out said she knew what they were going to do. She said, they're going to bury me when in basically the, when you go for election. It's a campaign. They're going to bury me in the election. And so this is very wild to see, and it's crazy to me how so many people, especially in the Christian community, still have their heads so far down in the sand. I mean, they're digging for gold, and they can't even figure out what's going on because they fail to follow biblical principles, and all they do is follow the propaganda arm that has now infiltrated a large portion of the United States Christian community by a certain entity in the Middle East that now said they're bumping up their campaign to fight anti-Semitism from $150 million to $750 million this year now. 5x.
Almost $1 billion.
Almost $1 billion they're blowing on social media platforms and marketing to basically combat anti-Semitism.
Who's paying this?
Oh, that would be the funding that we give them through Congress, and they're spending it back to basically
this
brainwash.
AIPAC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thought you guys would get a kick out of that. But in other positive news now that's going on, you guys always love wild things that are happening. American has contracted Ebola.
What?
An American in the United States now who's in the Democratic Republic of Congo now has
Ebola in the United States.
The reason why I bring this up is almost as a bubblegum humor aspect is because every single year they constantly have to keep people distracted. There's now a video that was on Fox News last night. I don't know if you saw it. It basically had a individual who was on national television, and he's wearing like a Mission Impossible mask. You see it coming up at the bottom of his shirt. His mask starts coming up. You don't see the video?
Who's this guy?
This is nuts. You don't see this?
Yeah, let's see it. What
I'm
is it? Sure.
I'm pulled up in a second here. I don't even have it pulled up. I just saw it about 20 minutes ago. Somebody sent it to me, and I thought it was fake news.
Who's
going viral. I'll tell you. I forgot the guy's name. I'll show you in a second.
Who's he supposed to be? Why is he wearing a mask?
That's the question everybody's asking, and Fox News won't even respond to it at all. I remember I told you guys before, the Mission Impossible films and the masks they make, that wasn't Hollywood. That was CIA spook mantra stuff that they've done for decades. As far as infiltrating certain areas and pretending to be certain people. Remember, it was very strange how every time Biden would do a speech, his earlobes were different and his eyebrows were different. His jawline was different. People analyzed. There were numerous shows out there that did this. They analyzed the videos and photos, and they were always, always different. Different styles and different earlobes and longer and shorter and wider. And suddenly now people are going, is everything we're watching just theater? Is it just a theater screen they're using, everything to manipulate the population? You need to decide on this. But what's your next story? I'm going to pull up this video real quick. Somebody sent me. I got an email real quick.
Well, it's sad because it's a tragic way Kyle Busch was found unresponsive.
I saw
41
that.
Years old.
Kyle Busch, man. NASCAR. He was a NASCAR monster. 41 is my age.
Yeah, so we got to figure out what happened. What happened? With tragic late NASCAR hero Kyle Busch was rushed to the hospital on Wednesday in Charlotte after he became unresponsive while in a simulator, in his words. Busch, 41, was testing in the Chevrolet Racing Simulator in Concord, North Carolina when he was taken ill. According to the Associated Press, which says several people familiar with the situation have confirmed the details to them. Bush's family said Thursday he was hospitalized with a severe illness before announcing his death later that day. No official cause was given, but Bush was struggling with sickness in the days before he was taken ill. The simulator Bush was in would certainly be mostly preparing him for the next race, the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. The simulators replicate the motion and G-forces, there you go, listen to me, the drivers would experience at speed on real track in real life. Chevrolet's website describes him as being as close as drivers can get to racing without actually strapping in. Tracks are scanned to very high resolution along with each bump and unique part of the surface. That's really amazing to have that type of technology in these simulators.
I've been in some race cars before going pretty quick, and it puts some G's on your body.
Yeah. Bush radioed for medical assistance from his car in the middle of one of his final NASCAR races on May the 10th in upstate New York, just days before his death. In the clip, he basically, in that race, he's asking for a doctor to urgently meet him to give him a shot. With 38 laps to go in the NASCAR Cup Series, Busch told his team over the radio, can someone try to find Bill Heisel? He's a kindred kind of doctor guy. Tell him we need him in the race, please. So there's no telling what happened here. I could speculate, but it'd be just idle conversation. It could be from the COVID shot if he took that, but it's years later, so usually but most of the people had heart problems with the COVID shot was the same year, especially if they continued taking boosters. It could be that he had atherosclerotic plaquing. It could be that he was dehydrated. It could be that he had a heart attack. Could be he had a stroke. Could be he had a doggone seizure. No telling what happened. I'm sure the autopsy will find out. But my deepest condolences to the family and to the race fans and to all the people that consider him one of the finest, best drivers ever in the history of NASCAR. So, again, my condolences. Also, what's your next story?
The dehydration, a lot of people don't realize, with racing is insane.
You can lose 15, 20 pounds.
I mean, you daily lose it. It's because the problem is you can't drink a copious amount of water while you're racing because you'll throw up, you'll vomit. Your stomach can't handle it, the G's. Mm. Especially if you're doing stuff like the Rolex 24, where you're doing four-hour segments. You go back and forth. You can only hydrate so quickly. Dehydration is a very common problem with race car drivers. That's why they have significant levels of conditioning training that they do and build up in the training. People always think, oh, they're just driving a car. Bro. You go rent a car on the track out in Vegas or do one of the places over there and go do some hot laps. You'll go do three or four hot laps, and you'll be like, my gosh, this is insane. Like, it was, I don't know, he just got up and left. Sorry about that, guys. Yes, the thing about this is you need to make sure that, you know, whenever you're training and you're doing stuff, you're staying adequately hydrated, because the truth about this is it's very common to get dehydrated with any type of training or any type of sports. And remember, when your blood viscosity gets too thick, you're much more likely to have issues as far as with basically having heart attacks. So beware of that. Now, the video that I was going to show you guys here, this is an interesting video I wanted to cover. And it's kind of strange because nobody was really wanting to address it. This was supposed to be Vice Admiral Robert Bob Harwood, who's a retired U.S. Navy SEAL and corporate executive. The crazy part about this is, this is one of the videos, somebody's showing a closer clip of it right here, and you can watch it. So let me pull back up again here. I just had it. Oh, give me a second. Here you guys go. This is the video here. It's really strange. Give me camera four. You can see the dude's clearly wearing a mask. I mean, that's obvious as you get as far as wearing a mask on his face. It's supposed to be Admiral Robert Howard. And the thing about this is, you know, what kind of clown show are we living in here?
Okay, I've got to say something.
Okay.
It's going to get weird. We're going to go esoteric. What's under the mask?
That's my point. And that's what everybody's kind of asked. Is like, you don't, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or mathematician to realize that's a mask. We've all worn, you know, Halloween masks.
I'm going deeper. It's what's under the mask human.
Or is it robotic?
No, human.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we know he wasn't involved in some type of disclosure with what's happening? We're having a huge amount of blowback right now from a lot of the people who have been hiding information for the past 80 years.
Well, remember that congressional guy? What was his name? The Congress guy we played the video of. He talked about all these individuals who have suddenly been getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
They've been talking about UFO disclosure.
Almost 15 now.
15 now. Dead. And it's all like random suicides. Like they shoot themselves twice in the head.
You know, with a shotgun in the back.
Yeah.
No, listen to me for a second. You know, if you're not realizing what's going on with this disclosure with the alien stuff right now, you know, you're living in some kind of fantasy world. The other day when Congress released that information the other day as far as the UFOs, listen, over 1 billion people viewed it on the planet. 1 billion. Okay, everybody's looking at it. So what they're doing is they're scared because these entities, there's supposed to be four types of entities. You've got the reptilians, you've got the ones that look like Nordics, you've got the ones that look like insectoids, and you got the typical alien that you see in a movie that looks like a little, you know, little thing.
Yeah, this is speculatory what we've read on certain things. I have not physically seen four different ones. Let me clarify that on this show right now before everybody starts sending me letters and saying that that's out there.
Yeah, I've seen them. I'm not seeing them.
That's my point.
Now, Lee Shu, first-hand information, saw the reptilians.
Right,
saw
this is, again, speculatory what we're talking about on this show. All I know is this.
Okay, all I know...
This is supposed to be a grown man. This is supposed to be a vice admiral, former Navy SEAL, allegedly, and he's wearing a full costume mask. Give me camera four. I want you to really see this. On national Fox News television, wearing a costume mask. And as you see, his shirt's supposed to be buttoned up around, and it looks like it came undone. The button came undone. And you can see the mask moving the entire time on the show. So, again, what the heck is going on right now?
I'm telling you what's going on. And I'm not speculating anymore. This thing is real. The Bible told us years ago that we have other things on this planet besides us. They were here before us. I covered this in Angel Wars. And so now, it's funny, I did that Angel Wars program almost 3.5 years ago. And, you know, episode number 2000. And I remember, I thought, okay, this thing's going to be disclosed. And here I am for 3 years later, and they're talking about it. We are not alone on this planet. We've never been alone. We were here after these things were already put here. They were locked up here by God. We have a firmament around us with Van Allen radiation belt that prevents them from leaving. We have no proof whatsoever they're coming from other universes or other galaxies. We know they're inside of our atmosphere. And they're using the same spaceship, same spacecraft they've had for thousands of years. That's my opinion. But they're real, just like angels are real. And, you know, but I listened to that thing, the disclosure thing that came out yesterday. You know, a very prominent physician sent it to me, and it said that they've got sworn testimony. There's four types of aliens that they've actually encountered and have seen. Now, whether this is true or not, it's like Austin said, I haven't seen any of them, but I haven't seen an angel either. So, I mean, remember, the Bible says that Satan masquerades, changing form. He's a shapeshifter. What the heck is this guy on the show here doing? Why is he wearing a mask?
Well, no, that's my point. And what are they trying to hide? And where's Vice Admiral Howard? Clearly, that's not Vice Admiral Howard, Robert Howard. Why would he be wearing a mask? And you could see, this isn't like, oh my gosh, there's a little makeup line. The dude's wearing a costume mask on Fox News.
What's under the mask?
Right. Who or what's under it?
Okay, first of all, let me explain something to you. When I talk about what's going on here from an esoteric standpoint, I'm not making this stuff up. We have another universe, another dimension all around us.
These entities
come in and out of that. We know that. We saw, it talked about Jesus walking through a door. Through the door, okay? I mean, he was able to actually change his physical form and was able to walk through a door to walk in after he had been resurrected. All of this stuff is real. And so we have a world about us. And I've told you this. Why do you think we covered the simulation thing the other day? Why do you think we went into detail about that? I don't want to talk about this stuff, but why are they building data centers everywhere?
And why are these, some of these data centers, like the one out in Utah, using up 2.5 times the amount of electric energy that the entire state uses?
You got to remember something.
That's a lot of juice, guys.
These entities use us as their food source. And all of a sudden, the sheep, the cattle are waking up. And we're going, hey, maybe I don't want to be your breakfast today. How about we get you off this planet? How about we find a way to get rid of you? And all of a sudden, they don't want that to happen. They've been controlling us for thousands of years since the ancient Canaanite religions. That's why I say to you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, there's no hope for you on this, any of this stuff. Remember that. And it's just part of it. It's super, super, super important.
Well,
we remember this.
The thing about this is, too, and we talked about it so many times on here, is that the aspect of what they're trying to do with the media, with the control, with the internet, it's been a double-edged sword. It has been. It's been because there's aspects of it that they're using it to utilize and basically go in and manipulate the population, but it's also been a way for everybody else to disseminate information and get the truth of what's really going on out here. That's the aspect of it that's been a double-edged sword.
That's exactly
right. That's why they're trying to do everything they can to control the aspect of what everybody does, what they think, what they say. That's why they're pushing these AI data centers so much. This is why they've been pushing the 5G into the 6G now. They want to control what everybody thinks, what they say, what they do, and then they continue alter. They'll alter the way you go if they get enough intel on you. They'll start putting things out there, predictive program modeling on there. So it's something to be aware of. Now, getting into some health stuff today, there's some stuff that I wanted to cover on here. And one last thing that was going on with the Ebola, he said, I suspect this is going to be a very significant pandemic, former CDC director just said. So are they doing this to keep everybody distracted? Are they doing this to try to make sure that everybody stays focused on basically fear porn so they don't talk about the Epstein files, what's been going on with this giant boondoggle in Lebanon now, with Israel literally taking over as Lebanon now? They said, we're taking over Lebanon. We're moving north. We're moving north of IDF. We're basically taking over Lebanon. Ironically, Russia does this with Ukraine, and all hell breaks loose across the entire world. Everybody starts dumping hundreds of billions of dollars in munitions across the country to basically combat this stuff. And so it comes down to it, what in the world's going on with this? Why is it so disruptive? And why are they doing this to keep everything distracted? Is it a health standpoint? Or is it something they're doing that's really going on? They're trying to get another pandemic release to keep people constantly in fear again. Always remember this. I've said this before, all the way from the very beginning when it started with COVID. You can go back and quote me on this. They always have to have a boogeyman to keep you in a state of fear. Fear is a negative vibrational state. Fear a lot of times paralyzes people if you're not apt to train to it, if you don't understand what's happening. Fear will put you in a position where you won't do anything and you hesitate. Hesitation gets you killed, especially in any type of combative scenario. The reason why they want to keep everybody terrified is it's easier to control. The good thing is, though, the general population is no longer being terrified with certain things. We're waking up and going, yeah, we already kind of knew this. Yeah, we already kind of planned on you doing this. This is why I tell everybody, the stronger you keep your mind. You know, yesterday, I was this is so ironic, right? So I'm at the barber shop yesterday, and I'm always in there talking about random stuff.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you. And this guy comes in. He's getting cut up with the barbers beside me.
Cut up?
Edged up, cut up.
Oh, and he's getting a haircut.
No, yeah. That's what they say.
I remember I was raised at a bar. You talk about cut up.
Well, no, it's like, that's knifed.
Don't mess with Jim.
No, that's getting knifed. You know, barbershop, I mean, they always say getting cut up.
Big
razor.
Big bad Jim.
Straight razor. Yeah, save from Big Bad Jim.
The only
razor
part of his body that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. You remember that song?
Yeah. So box cutters. And so I start talking about some stuff that's going on with Lebanon. And the guy in the chair beside me, he goes, dude, you're 100% right. He goes, this is why they're trying to calcify our pineal gland. So the guy says beside me, getting cut up. I said,
I like this guy.
I said, oh. I said, you're an educated man. He goes, I don't believe anything anymore. He goes, I don't use fluoride anymore. I don't eat processed food anymore. And I sure as heck don't watch the news anymore. He goes, it's all controlled to keep everybody dumbed down and make our pineal gland dumber so we can't figure anything out. And I thought to myself, whoa. I had no idea who this guy was. He had no idea who I was.
He has no idea how dangerous it is to talk about the pineal gland.
Oh, yeah.
I got the conversation eviscerated for that one time.
Well, no, but so we got this like very, very elaborate, detailed conversation. By the end of us getting haircuts, like the whole barbershop's like standing around listening to us like we're talking about some like detailed story. But it's interesting because a lot of people are starting to figure this out. They're going, they don't know what it really is completely sometimes, but they know it's not right. And that's the biggest thing I tell people. Everybody has a right to hear the truth. This is why this show, we're trying to get out there to so many people. You may not agree with everything we say. We may offend you, the lot of stuff we say. You're welcome. The thing about getting offended, no, it is. Here's the thing. When you get offended, you ask yourself a question. Am I wrong?
Middle camera, Rich. Thank you.
Am I wrong? When you get offended, you go, why am I offended by this? What triggered me And why am I triggered about it? What internal aspect is triggered by what the comment they said? Why am I so angry?
Why am I so mad?
Right.
What did you say to me that got me so irritated?
If you have an aspect of like at least mild concrete rational thought, you'll ask yourself that. Why did this get me so irritated? Is it because it's wrong? Is it because it's right? Or is it just because I don't agree with the aspect?
Or does something happen to you in your childhood that you're mad about
this? It's conflicting you on it.
Maybe you got daddy issues. Maybe you got mama issues.
Yes.
There's a reason you get triggered.
You're exactly
right. Maybe somebody lied to you as a child and you can't stand liars now.
Correct.
Maybe somebody, I've got one. You know, I had that guy named Fred Sickle touch me on the leg, that damn pedophile when I was 13 years old. And you think, nothing else happened but that. I just want to get his hand off me. I was pissed. Now, that triggers me now. You know, so when I deal with gays or pedophiles or weirdos, I have zero tolerance. My fuse is about that long. So, yes,
that's why it triggers me. Right.
Okay? So what's the next one? Why are we saying this?
So that was the interesting conversation I had, because now I'm starting to find that more and more people that we come in contact with are starting to wake up on a lot of these topics, and people are having less tolerance for BS, basically. Mm-hmm. People are starting to call BS out for what it is. It started with COVID, and this is why I encourage you, call out BS. When you hear somebody talking about some of the dumbest stuff in your life, rebuttal it. Have facts. This is why you got to be educated. When people go, Israel has a right to defend itself, that's why it's bombing women and children in Lebanon and wiping out churches and Catholic cathedrals. No, that's complete and total horse crap. They have an atavistic hatred to anything that's Christian, and they want to wipe it out. And they believe basically they're better than everyone. Go from there. Rebuttal that. So continue to get the truth out there and continue to stay strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. Because if you haven't figured this out yet, there's a war on for all three of those right now. Mm-hmm. Your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. All three. They're coming after it, and they're coming after it fast. There's a reason why they signed an executive order last year with Trump pushing these AI data sets. I covered it in detail yesterday, how they literally are not getting fined for anything they do. They're getting carte blanche immunity and getting permits ramrodded through, and nothing slowing them down, including county commissioners. They're getting them through regardless because they're getting federal authority to override it now. There's a reason why it's happening. It's a war.
Let's stop for one second. Let's just think for a second. You know, there's a reason they put Donald Trump, an absolute known pathological liar, friends of Jeffrey Epstein, friends of Roy Cohn. I could give you the whole list. I haven't read this article to you yet. I'll read a part of it today, just because I'm just in that kind of mood today. And there's a reason they put him in right now. He's a chaos agent. Out of chaos will come a new world order. They are the entities on the other side of the veil that run this place. They realize that they're losing control. Because they control the press, the AP Wire and UP Wire for years.
Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares anymore. Now, all of a sudden, we have the new Gutenberg Press, which is like what we're doing right now. In case you guys don't know what the Gutenberg Press is, it's like the one that really started first printing the Bible, because the Catholic Church was doing the same thing. If you read the Bible, they'd kill you. Just look up the Calatech. Yeah, it was forbidden. And they tried to kill Martin Luther when he said, hey, wait a minute, you know, you can't be selling get out of hell free cards. Those are called indulgences, if you want to know. And what ends up happening is you get into a situation where you try your best to tell the truth, but you couldn't do it because you were so heavily censored. Now, this is what happened for the last 100 years. Well, suddenly, about 20 years ago, the internet came out, and it was brought out as an enslavement tool against us. That's what it was for. The iPads, the iPhones, all of these things are designed for brain entrainment, and they're to make you. But here's the problem. Lucifer and the gang, just call them the gang, the reptilians, the insectoids, or Nordics, and all the rest of these whack bags that run around this planet that we don't even know about, or wearing masks on Fox News or whatever the heck he was. They don't want you to know the truth. The problem is the new Gutenberg Press has given us the ability to now say, hey, maybe I don't believe you. How about this? Maybe I think you're a flying sack of methane. How about that? How about you're the worst human being or entity or whatever the heck you are? Maybe I noticed that your eyes turned black when I shook your hand. Maybe I saw that, and maybe I'm not crazy. And maybe I see pictures of dead babies in the freezers at Epstein's.
Nobody wants to talk about.
Okay? So maybe we know who you are now, and we realize that your buddy Lucifer or whatever the heck his name is this generation. Is it Baal? Is it Moloch? Is it Lucifer? What is it? Is it Quetzalcoatl? And I covered this one time. I said, what are the names of these entities? I did a whole show on it.
The Gutenberg Press. I want to add this in before. I'm about to start yelling with this. The reason why he uses the comment, give me camera four in about 20 seconds, Rich. The Gutenberg press was invented by Johannes Gutenberg in 1440.
What country was he in?
Germany.
Oh, he's German.
German.
No, he's German. And oh, okay.
The printing press revolutionized the world by introducing movable metal type and oil-based ink. The mechanical marvel allowed thousands of pages to be printed daily, sparking the printing revolution.
Listen to this.
That basically before this, they actually had to go in with proprietary oil-based ink in a sheet of paper and a wooden screw. The European books were painstakingly hard to copy. Roughly before the Gutenberg press, there were only 30,000 books in Europe. 30,000. They were that hard. I mean, they took years and years to make one new book. Within a few years after that, the number surged to 12 million. 12 million. What happened was people started having the ability to read the Bible, and they had the ability to read history. Mm-hmm. Before that, remember, the lords and basically these kings had the ability to control what everybody found out. They didn't want them to find out about what happened in another country, they didn't let them know. They didn't give them a book. They didn't give them the news. So all the information was constantly quietly controlled, and that's why you said a second ago, the Gutenberg press, a minute, you said it's the internet's the new thing. That's why I wanted to elaborate on what you said there. You still with me?
I'm with you.
So again, that's why we're talking about this, and that's why he references that to 1440 as far as the Gutenberg press on here.
Well, no, it's true. And the reality is this. You're in a situation where, you know, listen to me. This is so important. You're being mind controlled. Whether you want to be mind controlled or not, they're doing it to you. They do it to me. They do it to him. They do it to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what you have to do is you have to ask yourself a question. Who's doing this? Correct. Why are they doing it to me? And is that okay?
Right.
And it's the same thing you have to ask yourself. And so when you understand who these people are, these entities on the other side of the veil, these aliens, if you want to call them, these fallen angels, what you got to do is hey, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not going to deal with this. I know what you are. I see what you are. You know who you are, and I'm not going to deal with it. I know you're part of the royal family in England. I know that you torture people in your little basements over there. I know you guys are a bunch of reptilians, and Queen Elizabeth used to convert and change and become a reptilian during sacrifice ceremonies, according to multiple witnesses. You think, well, that's all crazy to me. I didn't say it wasn't crazy. I think it's crazy as hell. The problem is, it's what they do. They eat children. They eat people. This is the craziest crap I've ever read in my entire life. I don't want to believe any of it. I think they're all nuts.
Dude, we just had a guy on National Fox Television with basically a costume mask on, and nobody knows who it was below the mask. This went on national television.
No, and
it went viral last night, by the way, on social media.
Oh, no,
everybody's going, what are we watching? Where is this real Vice Admiral? Who's under the mask, and who's actually talking?
Well, no, what they'll say is this was a digital representation that got etched up inside.
Yeah.
They always have an excuse. You don't understand. This was a digital glitch. That's all this was. You didn't see what you saw.
Gaslighting at its finest.
You know, my mom used to always say this to me. She said, I never believe what I read, and I never believe what I hear. I only believe what I see with my own eyes.
She's not wrong, right?
She said, she'd say, ich habe das schon alles gehört, alles gesehen, und ich habe das schon alles gewusst. I've seen it, I've heard it, and I've learned it from Germany during World War II with Goebbels. Excuse me, as I speak.
Goebbels figured out propaganda.
No,
he didn't know that as far as the human mind and psychology.
And it's crazy to me. They can make people believe the lie because they tell it over and over and over again. You didn't see that on Fox News last night, and within a week, it'll be off the chart. Nobody will be talking about it. Nobody's talking about Epstein anymore because we had to do the... Remember, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan is this group of entities that run the planet. They rule Israel. The Rothschilds, Israel is their fiefdom. Everything about Israel is what they want for their new world order. They want to rule the world out of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. That's what they want. That's their goal, to bring a third temple in and bring the Antichrist out to make him your God and to basically control everybody by the man of perdition. This is a nightmare out of hell. Now, I mean that very sincerely. It is out of hell. And the crazy part about this is we sit here and we pretend like we don't know what's going on. We have our heads stuck up our butts. We think, excuse my language, we have our heads stuck up our bottoms, and we sit there, we go, hey, it's all right, it's okay, I'm going to buy a new pickup truck. Hey, I'm getting a new bowling ball next week. Hey, my wife, look at you, you're buying new this for yourself. Oh, this is great, let's do this. And forget about anything else that you see. Why do you think I spent 5 months putting Angel Wars together? I took you through the entire pre-Adamic race, which is these guys, and I told you what happened to them, and I told you who they were, and I told you how they're still controlling the planet.
Why do you think
everything they've told us is a stinking lie? 99%
Why do you think we're having UFC 250 on the White House grass?
It's a circus.
I mean, realistically, don't get me wrong. I love combat sports. I love them. Been in them my whole life. But we're really going to have UFC on the White House grounds right now in the middle of everything that's going on right now. That's the biggest priority that we could do with our security and time over there in D.C.? No, it's not. It's designed to keep people distracted. What is it? The 18-ring circus? You got the lion. You got the poop-throwing monkey. You got the
Don't
guy,
forget that poop-throwing
you got,
monkey.
You got the guy with the whip.
You got to own that.
You got the elephant with the ankle bracelet on. You got all these different distractions to keep you from looking at what's really going on behind the scenes. That's exactly what they've been doing. And they don't want you looking at your health. They don't want you looking at the glyphosate. They don't want you wondering, maybe there's a way to fix this irritable bowel syndrome. Maybe there's a way to get this inflammation out of my body and fix all this arthritic problems I'm having. Maybe I can fix that. No. You got UFC on the White House grounds. You got Ebola coming. And you got Kim Kardashian's new 28th season of her coming out with new Botox. Look at that. Don't focus on yourself. Don't focus on your family. Sure as heck don't get your kids off the iPads and make sure you stay distracted. That's what they want.
Roy Cohn, gay attorney in New York, one of Donald Trump's best friends. They talked every day back in the 70s and 80s. The unwritten rules that Roy Cohn helped instill into the character of Donald Trump, the character of Donald Trump are, number one, never apologize, never admit wrongdoing. Yep. Number two, always counterattack and hit back harder. Three, use the legal system as a weapon. Four, manipulate the media. Five, use fear as both shield and sword. And six, build a fortress of loyalty and punish disloyalty. Absolutely. Cohn's playbook didn't just work on business rivals and judges. It scaled to con millions of people. The art of the lie, not the art of the deal, is the essence of Trump. Trump spouts enormous lies about everything, repeats lies tirelessly. Persons close to Trump, such as his former communications director, Stephanie Grissom, have reported that Trump believes that simply repeating something thousands of times makes it the truth.
Slow that down and read that first six gigs. You went through that really fast, and I want everybody to hear that again because that is exactly what we're experiencing and right now. Read that first six again.
The unwritten rules that Roy Cohn, gay boy, best friend of Trump back in the 70s and 80s, helped instill into the character of Donald Trump are, number one, never apologize.
Never apologize.
Okay. Number two, never admit wrongdoing.
There you go.
Number three, always counterattack and hit back harder.
Right.
Okay. Use the legal system as a weapon. Number four, manipulate the media. Number five, use fear as both shield and sword. And six, build a fortress of loyalty and punish disloyalty. Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead. Everybody's loyal to me. I'm going to pardon every person in my administration. And if you don't follow me and you're not loyal to me, piss on you. I'm not going to pardon you. Watch what happens.
And
have fun.
Publicly, excuse my language, blast you. You will be unhireable, undoable, and on anything after.
Look what he did to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look what they're doing to Massey.
That so six lists that he just gave out there. Tell me that is not exactly what we're watching right now. The mantra: admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. That's exactly
Trump's big lies are numerous. For example, I ended 8 wars, and therefore I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. No, he didn't. In 2024, Trump declared, "I am the only president in modern history who left the office with a smaller national debt than when I came into office." The reality, under his presidency, the debt increased by $7.8 trillion, a record of 40% increase. Lying and then calling liars those who expose his lies is Trump's instinctual pattern of behavior because of Roy Cohn. Here's a nice example posted April the 20th. Israel never talked to me into the war in Iran. The results of October the 7th added to my lifelong opinion that Iran could never be a nuclear weapon, have a nuclear weapon. I watch and I read the fake news pundits and polls in total disbelief. 90% of what they say are lies and made-up stories, and the polls are rigged, much as the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Just like the results in Venezuela, which the media doesn't even talk about. The results in Iran will be amazing. And if Iran's new leaders, regime change, are smart, Iran can have a great and prosperous future. President Donald J. Trump, we got our ass handed to us in Iran. We went through almost all of our Patriot missile systems. We stopped the war. Somehow one of our aircraft carriers had to go in for repairs. I mean, we were basically just, we did the same thing that Germany did when they attacked Russia with a 1,500-mile front. We attacked a country that had tens of thousands of missiles. We had no idea they had
drones,
this kind of missiles.
Too, drones. Drones. Nobody wanted to talk about that.
And I warned you guys we don't need to go into Iran, but Israel deemed it so. Why? Does Netanyahu have actual evidence on the Jeffrey Epstein files that Trump was involved with? Trump was mentioned thousands of times in the Epstein files. Can't talk about that. Yeah, unbelievable. It's just, you know, Trump. Here's this article says by OMS. One of Trump's biggest issues is a stage event of July the 3rd in Butler, Pennsylvania. Okay, what? If you haven't heard about this, it's such a colossal lie that no one dared to announce it because the very idea of such a lie seems unbearably obscene. Everyone would rather pretend to believe it than risk making serious accusation. 9 months later, however, the idea of a fake attack is gaining traction among the disappointed MAGA, especially since Joe Kent's revelation on the FBI's obstruction to the investigation, started by Trish Hope and shared by Marjorie Taylor Greene, or this post mentioning Tim Dillon and Emerald Robinson. The Roaring Cone method is how Trump dealt with the Epstein problem. Yep. It is no coincidence that a Q psychop portraying Trump as the angel of justice against the Satan-worshipping pedophiles, all Democrats, gained momentum just as the Epstein scandal was making his first headlines in the mainstream press years ago. Now we know why. His name appears more than 38,000 times so far in declassified documents with Epstein. Tumps, 38,000 times. Among these documents, allegations against him raping girls at his golf club in California. But here's the moral of the story. Trump fell into his own trap. He had bolstered the public rage and generated uncontainable demand for the release of the Epstein files. Now he fiercely opposes the release, referring to the Epstein files as a Democratic hoax. This will hurt my friends, Trump reportedly told Marjorie Taylor Greene to dissuade her from joining the Democrats in a resolution calling for this declassification. Taylor Greene makes another stunning revelation. Trump texts me that if my son gets killed, I deserve it because I was a traitor to him. Who talks like that? I'm sorry. I'm in a really pissy mood today. I don't like stuff like this. Plus, I drank my extra purple sticks a minute ago. I'm kind of geeked up.
Well, I got some health stuff to switch to.
Okay, I'm posting this article again so you guys can read it.
Read it, guys.
Read the whole thing. It's by UNS, and it's called Deep Trump, the Con Man Who Saved America from the Theocles Trap by Laurent Guénot. Now, I'm quoting him. I'm not saying that anything I said was accurate. I'm disclaiming that. I'm saying this is what this man said in this article that I just read. You guys choose to believe what you want to believe. That's my opinion. I'm posting it again right now.
But again, this ties back into exactly this segment ties also back into exactly what we were talking about for years on how they've manipulated the public about everything they tell you in the medical community is a lie. They say, oh, no, your cholesterol's at 205. You need statins. Oh, ultra-processed foods aren't harmful for you. Just take another drug. You don't need to worry about changing your diet. Take Ozempic shots. This is the exact same way they manipulate your mind in order to continue to do the same things that are killing you while you believe that they're doing nothing to you. That's why the doctors do this. Here's an article that just came out. This is really intriguing. I want you guys to look at this if you're curious about it, because we all ingest sugar at certain points in time. Sugar is one of the most inflammatory compounds in the food industry is known. High amounts of sugar start turning into basically non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, especially high fructose corn syrup. It says why sugar makes you feel calmer, but your body more stressed. It goes into detail here talking about how sugar is the world's most socially acceptable coping mechanism. New study just came out, posted in the International Journal of Physiology, explored sugar effects during the body during relaxing activities such as massage and quiet rest. Researchers studied 94 healthy adults who were randomly assigned to one of four groups: glucose plus massage, glucose plus rest, water plus massage, water plus rest, followed by sustained attention task. The glucose drink contained 75 grams of glucose dissolved in water, roughly equivalent to sugar in about two cans of regular soda. Researchers measured blood glucose, blood pressure, heart activity, and signals from the body's both alert and relaxation system. Both glucose levels were assessed before the drink, before the massage or rest session, and again after the attention task. This is wild. Listen to this, guys. The results showed that both massage and rest still worked as expected. Participants felt less aroused, and their bodies showed clear signs of relaxation. However, the group that consumed glucose on both aspects, part of the body's alert system, never wound down, suggesting the sugar was keeping the body from fully settling in a relaxed state.
I believe that.
Sugar borrows a moment of calm from the dopamine system and then charges interest to the metabolic health. I'm going to repeat that. Sugar borrows a moment of calm from the dopamine system, but then charges the interest to your metabolic health. While the brain registers comfort, the body may still be running a stress response underneath. The sense of comfort from sugar appears to be primarily driven by the brain's reward system, not a whole body relaxation response. The calm people feel from sugar is a neurochemical event in the reward system. The sense of calm, he said, doesn't extend to the cardiovascular or the nervous system or stress hormones, which all remain active. This is why a sugary snack can quietly undo the work of breathing exercises or meditation or rest. The body never stops running its stress program. Glucose raised stress activity and made it harder for the body to relax, even during a calm intervention such as massage. Now, I have found this out firsthand personally. I've noticed over the years, and I don't do this anymore, rarely, I try not to anymore, is a lot of times I'll be at the house and the kids will want something like, we'll go get some Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And it'll be like later at night. You'll find, and I've done this, actually tested it on myself, because I like to experiment certain things with food, see how my body responds. If you go eat, and this happens to me, and it happens to almost everybody I've asked, you go eat, go get some ice cream at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, like down at the ice cream shop that we have down here in Auburndale, or you go get something from Publix, and then you try to go to bed an hour later.
Especially if it's chocolate.
Yeah, well, even if it's not chocolate. Even vanilla ice cream, I found this. The amount of sugar that's in that ice cream, you'll like it, you'll enjoy it, you get that dopamine response from the ice cream, hoorah, hoorah, and then you try to go to bed an hour later. You won't go to bed very good. You may fall asleep, and you'll be up and down multiple times throughout the night. Here's why. The dopamine calms you down at first, but then the sugar, the glucose, elevates cortisol, and it causes your insulin to spike, and it causes your cardiovascular system and your alert response to spike for hours. So your body never actually calms down, just your dopamine receptors get triggered, and your mind essentially gets that calmness feeling, but the rest of your physiology gets alerted. This is why sugar sends your body into a stress signal. It's what it says right here. A sugar spike itself is a stressor. It puts your body in a fight or flight response, increases heart rate and blood pressure. Typically, we only see the changes during periods of increased stress, like exercise, but high amounts of glucose studies have shown this occurs even at rest. So I'm going to post this article. You guys can read more detail into it. This is why I tell you guys, make sure you do your best not to eat high amounts of sugar and try to get those insulin spikes. If you're going to eat some sugar, you eat junk food, or you want some ice cream, always, always, and I mean under no circumstances, eat it on an empty stomach. Always try to eat it after a protein meal or a protein shake. At least get some protein in your system so your body can utilize that and it won't spike your blood sugar as fast. This is really important. This explains to you why a lot of times people eat sugar, they feel good, but then their body's constantly in a high cortisol state. And then what happens is the dopamine wears off. The body now has elevated cortisol. So then what do you want to go do? You want to go eat more sugar. You want to go crave more sugar. This is why.
So that's addictive as cocaine.
They've done it multiple times, even in mouse studies. This is why the cinnamon extract and the berberine get such a positive response from customers. Because what happens is with the berberine, you take it, and your body, it keeps its insulin spike down even with a meal that might normally do it with a little bit higher carbohydrates. So you don't get that massive alert fight or flight response with elevated cortisol and elevated insulin, which allows your body to still stay calmer, burn more body fat more efficiently, and not have so many negative effects from the glucose intake. This is really important. This is why I push that product, and this is why I tell people on a regular basis, you've got to look at what these foods are doing to your body, and you can't sit there and pretend like it's not happening, because it is happening, and it's very real, and it happens in real time, and do the best you can to maintain your overall health. And stay off the sugar as much as possible.
Okay, I'm going to finish tearing it up today. I'm going to say something to you. Yesterday, I met with a friend of mine that I've known for years, and she basically is in her 60s, great lady. And she basically told me she's going to have both her breasts removed. Now, are you listening, Austin? Because she has this gene that says that she may someday, perhaps, if by accident or whatever, get cancer.
That's like saying I may possibly get testicular cancer, so I'm going to castrate myself.
Well, I may fall out of a plane next month because I've opened the door while I'm flying.
Oh, hey, you know what? You might get in a car accident, so you need to start an OxyContin.
Well, no, the lightning's going to hit me tomorrow because it's going to have a storm here. Maybe. So maybe what I've got to do is have both my legs cut off now so I don't get hit by lightning. Okay, stop. Listen to me. I'm not saying that if you've got that gene that you shouldn't think about it and take more antioxidants and more supplements.
And stay off the sugar and the alcohol.
No, this is the conversation I had with her. That's why I'm going there. And I told her, I said, do you have a lump? No. And she's this very beautiful woman. And I said to her, I said, let me explain something to you. I said, have you talked to the doctors about this? They said, well, I may or may not ever have a problem with this, but they want to, just as a preventative, cut my breasts off. And I said, do you realize that you'll never look the same again? She goes, well, no, they'll make it perfect. I said, that's what they tell you. Now, listen to me. I got pretty pissed off yesterday because she's a friend of mine. And I said to her, I said, look, I said, this is not okay. I said, you got to think through this. I said, you're fretting about this now, and you're all worried about something that hasn't even happened.
Yep.
And I said, all you're doing is stressing yourself out, elevating cortisol, and increasing the risk of diseases. Lipton did this study. It's called Epigenetics. You guys need to watch him on YouTube. And it says that your body may be predisposed to certain types of conditions, but only the environmental things that you do to it will allow those things to express themselves. Are you listening to me? So in other words, if you're drinking copious amounts of coffee, if you're eating a whole bunch of pork, if you're eating a whole bunch of shellfish, you're eating a whole bunch of garbage and hydrogenated oils, you're using aluminum, you know, deodorants, and you're doing all this stuff that has been linked to breast cancer, or you're drinking all the time, which is really a big increase of breast cancer. I mean, this girl likes to drink wine. Now, she doesn't drink wine with me. I won't buy her wine. I won't do any of that stuff. The point is, alcohol massively increases the risk of breast cancer. So why in the world, if you have this predisposition, if you're predisposed to these types of conditions, why would you increase the risks of this epigenetics expressing itself? Her mother lived to be 99 years old. Okay, her dad was in his 80s. I mean, you got to realize that a lot of people, they get caught up in the fear. I've got my little stethoscope, and I'm shaking it at you. You'll have breast cancer one day if you're not careful because you got the gene. And you go, what is wrong with you? What, do you got some kind of voodoo wand going on? Listen to me. Stay away from doctors like that. If you've got an epigenetic issue or something like that, and you come down with breast cancer, you get a lump in your breast, or you just want to be careful because you want to continue to get drunk every night, okay, you might want to consider doing something crazy like that. Why don't you just change the lifestyle? I told her, I said, take vitamin C, take black seed oil, take turmeric every single day. I said, do that. Take D3 every day. Make sure those levels stay good every day. Increase your immune system. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I can eat. I got to eat my pork and drink my coffee and drink my wine. And I said, what's wrong with you? I said, the studies have shown all those things are bad. So we're at lunch. So I'm having a menu. So she starts going through the menu with me. And I ordered grilled fish, grilled in butter, right?
As clean as it gets.
And I said, this is fine to eat right here. I said, now 3/4 of this menu, it's all shellfish and lobsters and oysters and all this crab stuff. I said, that's a no-go. All this pork stuff's no-go. She goes, well, I don't know how to do all this. And I said, it's easy. Eat chicken and vegetables and beef and don't eat anything.
Fresh fish.
Yeah.
We went to that restaurant the other day.
That's where I took her.
They have these grouper tacos that are incredible.
And they have a fresh grouper that I got that's basically cooked in butter. It's phenomenal with rice. And you looked at me and you go, that's about as clean as a meal gets.
That's a contest diet. My son Stetson couldn't get enough of it.
He ate my fish.
He ate half his fish. And the thing is, it's because I don't give my kids the option to eat ultra-processed foods in most cases. Occasionally, like I said, they get some ice cream sometimes.
In fact, I almost ordered another one.
Yeah, I know.
That's the one stopped eating it.
If you don't give them the option in most cases, especially when they're young, it's really
He's 2 years old.
Right. Why are you giving them the option about what they... Do you want to eat jelly beans, son? Or do you want to eat grilled fish? Invariably, 99% of the time, they're going to go, jelly beans. I'm going to eat jelly beans.
No, he went nuts over that grilled fish.
Why give them the option? Why allow them to pick and choose about their diet when they're 2 years old? They're 2 years old. If they come in and say, Dad, I found a bottle of Drano. It's blue and I want to drink it. Well, son, that's your choice. I respect you as a 2-year-old. Drink Drano.
I tell your dad now.
Well, no, anybody else in the world would look at you and go, you're nuts. Why would you let them do that? But now you have parents going, my 2-year-old identifies as a girl.
What did you say about the animals on that study you saw that guy wrote about animals? We're representing the rights of the... What was that thing?
Oh, did you watch the whole video?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yet. Never mind. We'll talk about it after the show.
Well, no, it's mentioned.
No, it's not. No, no.
I'm representing the animals. Or whatever he said. What was the word he used?
You got to watch the whole thing.
I started laughing.
You got to watch the whole thing with it.
The animals have rights.
No.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't take care of your pets and your animals. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. And you shouldn't abuse anything like that. But the reality is now we're assigning rights to animals. I mean, if you go out and hurt something that's pregnant, that's an animal, you can get put in jail, right? But yet you can commit abortion.
Yeah.
You can, whatever. I mean, think about it for a second. The Bible forbids that. I mean, but I'm not going to go there today. I already got enough people pissed off on this show as it is. And forgive my language today. I know. I'm in that kind of mood. I've had some things I've been dealing with some friends who simply have got issues, and I've been dealing with it all morning, and it's got me on the edge right now. So I guess I'm
with sponsored wildlife is what I said.
Sponsored wildlife.
Yeah, but it's not. It was a whole different reference.
But the point is, you know, here's what I say to you, and you know this. You've dealt with people with addictions. You have. I know you have. I have. You don't need to drink again. You're an alcoholic. Well, I'm drinking again. Okay, let me take the bottle away. Pour it down the sink. Next thing you see, another bottle. You don't need to drink yet. You got an addiction.
Well, here's the thing that I found, though, about addictions. the only people that stop them are the people that have them.
Well, no, they won't stop them. That's right.
If I'm using Copenhagen smokeless tobacco and my teeth are having issues, my gums having issues, and I'm in my 20s, who's going to stop me from buying a can of Copenhagen?
Nobody. You're 21 years old. Yep.
Me. That's it. Nobody's going to walk up to you and say, stop doing that. You've got to decide what you want to put in your body. As a grown adult, you got to decide, is this going to be beneficial or not? Here's the difference. Young children don't have that choice. They eat whatever you offer them.
My brother, alcoholic.
Okay? Yeah.
One of my brothers. I mean, now he wants to come live with me.
No.
And my response to him was, no. I don't want an alcoholic living with me. You're my brother. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, and not happening. It ain't going to happen. I'm not going to have an alcoholic live with me. I said, sorry, you have abused your entire life this way. It's been your choice, Carl.
Yeah.
I said, why do you want to live like this? Well, I want to live with you now. No. The answer is no, N-O, I'm not doing this. I'll get a restraining order on you. You show up on my property, I'm going to trespass on you with the sheriff's department. The answer is no. Go away. I'll talk to you. I'll be nice for you. I'll pray for you. But you've spent your entire, in German, you call it a fruchtes Leben, which means you've had this life of just excess and just, you know, just
alcoholism.
Debauchery and, you know, alcoholism. And you say, this was your choice your whole life. Don't put this on me now because your brain's got, you're senile.
One last throw on a cover on the show.
No, I'm sorry. I'm on a tear today.
Two antidepressants during pregnancy are now directly linked to autism.
Whoa. That doctor told Lana to go on Prozac. You remember that?
That's my point of why I'm bringing this up. Imagine that. Pharmaceutical drugs and antidepressants are linked to autism.
Total quack.
Who in the world would have possibly ever thought this? Kind of like Tylenol is directly linked to autism. Imagine that. It's an unbelievably toxic, basically painkiller.
A woman's body is, listen to me, sacrosanct when she's pregnant. You make sure she gets enough folate, get the supplements, get the omega-3s, especially in the last trimester, and you make sure you take care of your wife. Listen to me, man. Now, I've had it with, you know, there's alpha men, there's beta men, then there's omega men. They're off the chart down. They're a little simps like Will Smith is, okay? I'm sorry, it's just a fact, okay? So if you're an alpha male, you take care of your wife. You take care of your girlfriend. If you're not willing to die for your wife, you need to tighten up. Enough said.
There you go. Research from the University of Hong Kong carried out a systematic review meta-analysis of 37 studies on antidepressants used among mothers before and during pregnancy and neurodevelopment disorders, including autism. They found that prenatal antidepressant use was associated with higher risk of neurodevelopmental disorders as well as autism and ADHD. My friends, if you're going to have kids, especially ladies, if you're getting prepped for this, make sure you're doing the best you can to staying off these pharmaceuticals. I can't say that any clearer. Get on the prenatals. Get your omega-3 fatty acids high. Get your D3 elevated. Get it in a 50-60 range, as midwives recommend, and focus on your nutritional development at least until you get past the pregnancy phase. And when you're breastfeeding, you really need to be focused on it too. But you got a solid year, you know, right before the pregnancy and going through it, to really focus on your prenatal nutrition and really get your body detoxified and your nutrient density elevated. Get your gut clear. Get that inflammation down. Get off the glyphosate. Do a GHI cleanse before the pregnancy. Do what you have to do, because we're raising the next generation of Americans. And if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Remember what I just said? Your decisions have consequences. If you want to make it happen, you make it happen. It's not a difficult choice. It's called discipline, and it's a lost art, apparently, that we're losing in the United States.
It's also called prayer.
Well, yeah, but if it is to be, it's up to me.
No,
you can pray all you want and eat junk food all day long.
But your
diet ain't going to change. Your body's going
to
change.
You pray the Holy Spirit to convict you and help you.
No, yeah, exactly.
No, because I did that about a month ago. I said, Laura, I got to drop this extra 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Now I'm down to 5 pounds. I got to go four more.
But you're making discipline and action and change. I can't stand it when I've been around certain Christians. They go, well, it doesn't matter if I eat pork. I pray over it before I eat it. Well, that's a cool story. You pray over your food before you eat it.
The Bible forbids it.
Why are you still eating it? It's like saying, hey, it doesn't matter if I'm drinking Drano. I'm going to pray over this Drano before I drink it. I'll be fine. Guys, make health decisions this weekend. It's Memorial Day. Have a fantastic weekend. Not sure what we're doing Monday. What we're doing with that.
We'll be here.
Figure it out. I don't know.
Well, I may be here.
We may be here.
We're always here. Oh, by the way,
guys,
I'm in church reading again on Sunday. So you guys want to watch, read it. Listen to us. I'm going to be reading scripture. I don't know what I'm reading yet. But I love you. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. This alien thing is a joke. It's been going on,
but they're using it as a distraction.
No, this has been around for a long time. Don't allow this stuff to mess with you when they show up with somebody in a stinking mask on TV. I love you. You got two out of... Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Bingo. You guys have a good weekend, my friends.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Thank you for your support. And remember, prayer changes things.
It does.
Prayer creates an energy field.
Changes things.
And it creates a scalar field that changes the fabric of space-time. God loves you that much that he gave you that ability. We will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great, blessed weekend.
Appreciate y'all. Healthmaster.com.